Yeah. You could think it a little strange, but praise God, we are thirst seekers.
Yeah.
And Father, I just thank you for all the thirst seekers here this morning. I thank you for those that rose up early to come out to learn about you and your word.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you for people, hallelujah, that you're raising up, that want to put you first. And Lord, we do thank you for this holy communion.
Yes.
We're about to enter into it and teach. Holy Spirit, you're the teacher this morning. Speak to your people. Shankatandia. Amanira lala. Let's pray in tongues for about a minute. But I'm gonna shake it. Come on, Amanira. That you are enough.
Yes,
praise God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have provided a table before us.
Yes, Jesus.
You know your children needed to eat.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord, this is not a snack, but this is a full meal. Hallelujah, Lord, that would do things for the body, soul, mind, whatever we need, God, you have provided at this table. And we come to this table to honor you. But the most important thing we want to know about this table, Lord Jesus, is that you are present.
Yes.
You said you won't eat of this fruit of the vine and will not eat of this until your kingdom come.
Yes, sir.
Well, Lord, I thank you that your kingdom has come.
Yes, sir.
Now let your will be done at this table. Let your will be done.
Thank you, Lord.
Ha-ma-ma-ma-shani. Any sickness, any problem, praise God. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
and we release
Lord.
Your word. Upon your people, situations, and circumstances, Lord. We just want to commune with you. We just want koinonia. We want the intimacy of you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen and amen and amen.
Praise God. That's good. That's good. I'm going to repeat some things that I say every Sunday, so just go along with me.
That's attention anointing to repeat it.
Yeah, yeah. Amen, amen.
Because we don't get it all. We need to hear it over and over and over. Because that's old treasures that we need to keep hearing.
Every kingdom has a health system.
Yes. Woo! Hallelujah.
And the kingdom of God is no different.
That's right.
Paul said you are citizens already. Not when you get to heaven.
That's right. Yes.
But provision has been made on earth for you because you're a citizen of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to change places, but right now you are a citizen of the kingdom.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
And Abraham was that one that said, I'm looking for a country who builder and maker is God.
Amen. Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah. So we are citizens of this country, and healthcare has been provided for us.
Yes.
And just like in the natural, oh my God, I never got so many calls about healthcare system. And they all trying to explain to me how the different ones work.
Mm-hmm.
And how theirs better than that one, and that one better than that one. And when I look at the phone and I see those numbers, I don't even pick up. Because I said, I don't want to be bothered with all this. I tell them, I got my healthcare I've already made my choice in my healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need all the different ones. I have a choice. Me and my husband have the same healthcare system. And so we don't need this one. We don't need that one. It's, you know, they said, but we better. We offer this and we offer that than the one that you have. And I'm like, I'm okay. But all these different healthcare systems trying to tell you that they're best. But when I read about the kingdom of God, it's not complicated.
No.
He said, I heal all your diseases.
Good glory.
No limitation.
Amen.
You get it in these healthcare systems on the earth, they tell you, read the fine print, because, you know, you get there and you say, they said, you didn't read the fine print. But in this healthcare system, we don't have to read the fine print. He just put it out there to you. Now, the healthcare system in the natural, it said they're still looking for a cure. But the healthcare system that the Father offered us, he said, over in 130 Psalms, David said, all the diseases and things are taken care of.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
He has the cure.
Yes, amen.
And then, I'm going to take y'all a little deeper this morning. Say, I want to go deeper.
I want to go deeper.
Yeah. Amen. Y'all talking. I like that. Y'all are talking. Ooh. Y'all must know this is the year of the mouth.
Amen.
Y'all talking.
This is the year of the mouth.
But, yeah.
Controlled mouth, by the way.
Oh, you only saying what he says.
Exactly.
Only saying what he says.
We need that, so I was just talking to myself.
But I'm going to take you a little deeper, that the healer lives on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. The healer lives where?
On the inside of me.
On the inside of you. You got the healer 24/7.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On the inside of you. The healer. The Holy Ghost is here. He's about Jesus.
Yes, he is.
He's the healer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to say the healer.
The healer
lives on the inside.
On the inside.
On the inside of me.
On the inside of me.
Praise God. He's there. He's there. The healer is there. When you take communion, the healer is taking communion with you. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, people, when Jesus told them, say, I ain't going to eat this no more with y'all until I eat it. Well, until the kingdom come. I'm going to eat it in the kingdom with you. You know, when he ate that last supper with his disciples, he said, well, I ain't going to eat it no more with you until I eat it in the kingdom. Well, people are thinking millennium. This is when, you know, the supper of the Lamb, that's when he's going to eat that with us again. But now when he said, to kingdom come, Papa Shakatia, he was talking about the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit's going to be taking this communion with you. And that's one of our missing ingredients. We talked last week about one of our missing ingredients. Well, not last week, but week before. So last week we were working.
I was celebrating.
Had to take the women in the bathroom and talk to them just for the men to get the tables out. Praise God, but it was a good talk. We learned a lot from Miss Ward.
That's enough.
I'm going to take y'all in the bathroom more often. You learn a lot in there. Woo! But the week before that, we talked about one of the missing ingredients were discerning the Lord's body.
Yes, I remember that now.
So one of the missing ingredients, another one of the missing ingredients, is that we got to be aware that Jesus is taken with us.
Yes.
He's present here this morning with us, taking the Lord's Supper. When you take the Lord's Supper, he's present.
Yes, amen.
We don't take it thoughtless like he's not here, but he's here. And he's also called the healer.
Yes.
He said, the greater one lives in me. He's called the healer.
And that's his name. Jehovah Rapha.
Amen. Healer. Woo! That's one of his covenant names. And when you take that wine there, that's the covenant. See, the bread, you can live in health with that.
Amen.
In the covenant, you can find all your healings.
You know, if you just want to just get in the prayer line every time, you know, and get healed, or if you want to, you know, do it this way to get healed, or you want to live by health. It's choice. Mm-hmm. He's not different from no other health care. He give you choices, mm-hmm. what you want. And I'm receiving health. I want health.
You know, in the natural, they have preventive programs now. They really want you to do them preventive programs.
They do. That's very good.
It, like every senior has got the gym with it, just about it. You can go to the gym. So.
Yeah, all these things they can do to help, to try to help you to prevent. Mm-hmm. You know, they're working. They don't want folks to really be sick. Maybe the doctors or some of them, you know, they want to make their money, but they're really trying to do everything to prevent illness, you know. And what you think, Jesus is no different. When he went to the cross, he paid that same price. He paid for sin. He paid for it, for your sickness, for your well-being.
Yes, amen.
What parent in here want a sick child?
None of us.
And when you get a sick child, you just like, oh God, you know, you're just, whew, it's like that lady that came to Jesus. She said, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil, mm-hmm. and I ain't going home unless I get here.
Amen.
And she called him Master. Master, just put me under your table. Because I ain't going to spend not one more night with that daughter I got that's grievously. She wasn't just vexed with the devil. But her, the description that her mama, she said, that child is grievously vexed with one. I mean, I ain't going home. I get under the table, wherever I have to get, mm-hmm. waiting for a crumb. I ain't going home. She gonna get healed today. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're around this table. Jesus is calling his children back to the table with discernment. He wants us to discern this time. He just don't want us to take it. That's when I said, let's not take it as a monument, because we know how we do in our culture, things that we do as monuments. We just go and, you know, look at it and, you know, and that's it for that moment. But this is a lifestyle we're going into. Everybody holler, lifestyle.
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 This is a lifestyle we're trying to, this is a lifestyle we'll be entering into. We're receiving it. Yes. Communion, you got to receive it. Oh, wow. Is that time right? Okay, let me just close out. I'm way over. Y'all forgive me, I didn't look up Apostle. I was gonna be really, really good.
You are
today. But I was gonna behave. I was gonna
will you behave?
I'm talking about time-wise, not going over into somebody else's time. Because Apostle, he has a lot to say.
Yes, he does.
That's when I be saying, amen, I receive that, that's mine. And that's the way you have to work with the word. You can't just sit there and look like you're looking at a headlight or whatever, look at a headlight, just look. You got to open up that mouth and say, hey, that's, when he be teaching, yeah, I receive that, that's mine, you know. You got to open up that mouth and say something. You're redeemed.
Amen.
Ha, you've been brought back.
If a deer just stares at a headlight, he might get, or she might get hit.
Yeah, whatever.
They got to move.
Whatever they say, stare at the headlight. The yeah, you know, you know. But, praise God, we want to open up our mouths and say something. Hey, I received that. That's mine. Mm-hmm. And I'll be just, I said, Sister Mary, what is wrong with you? I'm receiving.
Amen. Thank you,
it's mine.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Open up your mouth and say something. Yes. Say so.
Say so.
Say so.
Amen.
Receive it. Oh, okay. Father, I want y'all to repeat after me, because I want to get you involved in this as much as I can. Prashakaya sakatiya no mosakaya. And let's go to it. Hold up your bread. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My bread. For some reason, I got to hold it better because it's falling. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your broken body.
It is for our healing.
It is for our healing.
It's our spouse healing and our children healing. Thank you by your stripes.
Thank you by your stripes.
By the beatings you bore. By the lashes which fell on your back. Hiya, we are completely healed.
We are completely healed.
We believe and we receive. Thank you, Lord. He said, this is blessed when you speak over it. So we've spoken over it. We bless it.
Amen.
We just don't leave it into the kingdom of darkness. We bless it and we bring it into the kingdom of life. Okay. Now let's hold up our juice. And we said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you hear what y'all saying? Y'all telling him, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Hiya, for the new covenant cut in your blood. You know, some people say, I don't say it, but I've heard some people say, oh, this meal is to die for. Well, he did have to die for this meal. He did die for this meal. So it means a whole lot. I've heard people say that, and I'm like, what in the world are they saying? You know, some of the things that come out of people's mouth, they need to check it out and not just say it. I heard a girl said that, she said, oh, this meal is to die for. And I thought, God, does she really understand what she's saying? But he did have to die to prepare this meal.
And we have to die to receive it.
Amen. Come on, Mary.
All right.
Come on, Mary. Well, I'm going to teach one day on that's moving more into communion. I've been crucified with Christ.
Yes, amen.
Who, nevertheless, not I live, but it's the Christ. I'm going to teach on that one. Mm-hmm. And when he got up, we got up.
Amen.
I'm going to teach you the different stages of the body that we have to discern.
Amen.
But we're going down. We're going to go deep into this thing.
Yes, amen.
Ha, ba, ba, ba. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your blood has brought us forgiveness.
Your blood has brought us forgiveness.
And washed us from our sins.
And washed us from our sins.
I thank you that your blood has made us righteous.
Thank you that your blood has made us righteous.
And as we drink and celebrate, partake of the inheritance of the righteous.
Partake of the inheritance of the righteous.
Which is preservation.
Healing.
Wholeness
and
prosperity.
And prosperity.
And we drink to it all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give it all in Jesus' name.
I'm over here, apostle, whoever.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Supposed to be getting up.